DMA call.
The last week, I think it was really, really icy.
Yeah, you just got to watch out for the other people. I really don't worry about myself. I just worry about the other guy running into me. It almost happened at Waters this morning. Some idiot decides he's going to pull onto the freeway and just not watch what he's doing, you know, or whatever. I don't know. But I don't know what they're thinking. But yeah, there's quite a few trucks around. I've seen probably 50 trucks up here today, so... Everybody's out delivering, getting the goods distributed.
All right, Roger, got to keep the economy moving.
But yeah, we're heading back to our home base, which is in Clare County, and I'm going to be there in a couple hours. I'm going to go home and eat some supper. I've been up since 3 this morning, so looks like we got another company here, another driver for my company turning the corner here in front of me. So, yeah, we're just getting to the Indian River Junction here. Well, it sounds like you might be getting out of range or something's happening. I don't know. All static. I'll be listening, though. We'll be on here for... quite some time, yeah. So, K8DYS, or standby.
We're right in downtown Beulah right now, so I'm assuming that buildings might be interfering with the operation.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, there's quite a bit of noise in within. I can hear you now. Is that repeater up on the mountain over there, the ski mountain?
Roger, yeah, it's up on top of Crystal Mountain, I believe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I figured you'd be not too far from it. Yeah, you must have some heavy interference. Oh, well. I'm getting ready to jump on the 75 South. Make a beeline back before they tell me to go to Alpena.
Roger, so what kind of stuff do you deliver?
Anything that'll fit on this trailer. Any kind of equipment, auto parts, food products. Anything you can get on this trailer will go on there. And we haul it, so. Yeah. Today I've got auto parts. That's that, so. Yeah. I deliver to Tom's and Olson's, and I deliver right there at, Family Fair there in town where you're at, by where you're at, so, yeah, all kinds of stuff. The DeLallo Italian food, they ship that on us, too, from down by Detroit, stuff, all kinds of stuff.
All right, very good. Well, we're climbing the hill, so we should get a better signal report at this point. And we're up in Benzonia now at the top of the hill. And, yeah, you're making us hungry with that Italian food talk.
I told my wife I want bean burritos tonight, so I'm hurrying to get home. I'm hungry. Yeah, I've been up since 3, so I haven't eaten since yesterday. So we're making her back to get some grub. Yeah. Well, the roads aren't too bad over here. I know there's a couple. I talked to a driver over by Travers area. They said it wasn't too bad. There's a little slush here. It was snowing pretty good. They got maybe 3 inches here. Overnight and then this morning, so three or 4 inches, I'd say.
Very good. Yep, we got just a little overnight, and looks like the snow is still inbound for us yet.
Where I live, I'm down in the center of the state there, and there's not a whole lot of snow activity that goes on. We do have a little bit though in Clare County. Northern Clare County's got maybe 6 inches right now on the ground, so not too bad. I ripped around a little bit on the snow machine, and I haven't really heard much traffic out here on the radio. I've been in and out of the truck a little bit, but I haven't really heard anybody out tooling around much yet, anyway.
Ah, very good. Yeah, must have had a good season for snowmobiling, for sure.
Yeah, a guy that I know is coming up to Harrison to stay the night, and then tomorrow morning they're coming up to Gaylord or Indian River to go snowmobiling, so it's not as good as many years that I've seen, but there is snow, so can't really complain a whole lot. We've been pretty fortunate for mild winters the past 10 years, so. Yeah, I'm pretty light today. I don't think I even have 5,000 pounds on my drives here, so we're just going to take her easy all the way back. It's a little breezy here, too.
KB9NM, KBSDJ. KB9NM, KB8SDJ.
KBYS, I'll be standing by. Mobile.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Uniform Golf. Can you copy me? You're new to Michigan.
Oh yeah, we got you. KBYS, you said you're where? Meredith?
Right. Yeah, between Houghton Lake and Gladwin. I'm in the middle of the woods, so they had to put me somewhere.
Yeah, I've talked to you before. I live not too far from Meredith.
Yeah, you're one of the few, because I told people where I'm at, and they go, huh? I said, I'm right off of 18, but I'm glad you know where I'm at.
Are you coming in on Echo Link, or what?
No, I'm coming in over the air. I'm using I think it's the mile repeater.
Oh, all right. Cool. Yeah, you're coming in good. Must be working pretty dang good. I'm not quite heard on the mile repeater, even on my 70-foot tower, which is odd, but it is what it is. I'm probably 15 miles from Meredith. I live just south of there.
Oh, you live south of there, so you're probably closer to Gladwin then, huh?
I'm right off 61 in between Harrison and Gladwin, yeah.
Okay, down by that apple orchard?
A couple miles west of there.
Roger, yeah, I know roughly where you're at. Things around here are pretty strange. Some days you make it, some days you don't. This computer here, I very seldom hear anybody on it, so I just thought I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, I was just talking to, I don't know his name, AB9NN, I believe, is his call sign, and then he just fell out of his car, I guess. I think he's driving. He might have went down the hill on the other side of Benzonia. I don't know the coverage of the repeater over there, but he went away anyway. So, and then there was another station calling for him, but he never came back, and then you came on. So I'm just motoring down 75 southbound here. I'm probably 20 miles from Vanderbilt.
Roger, roger. Yeah, well, you be careful out here, because down here is getting pretty miserable. Snow starts to pile up, and I'm sure the roads are crippled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, do you ever get on the Gladwin repeater or any of the other repeaters around there?
Get on the Gladwin repeater. I can make them real easy. There's a couple of people I talk to, port operators, basically. I talk to them. Most of the time, 98 or the IRA. That's basically it. I took off the Holden Lake, but they're kind of in it.
I know. All right. Well, me and another guy put a repeater up in Harrison, too, so I didn't know if you knew. 147050. So we don't really get, I mean, we talk a little bit on there. It doesn't really get used a whole lot, as you know. Repeaters around there don't really get used a whole lot, so I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, I talked to him a couple of times. I know did somebody put up a UHF repeater?
Yeah, Mark's got a UHF repeater called 444-900.
Roger, yeah, I used to talk to Mark quite a bit. Basically, Dentalville, after they have their sessions in the morning, they just kind of go dead, so I've been basically told I got to do something.
Okay. All right. Well, we put a VHF repeater up on a 120-foot tower, so it covers pretty good. Not, like I said, not a whole lot of activity on it, but just thought I'd let you know. His repeater's still up at his cabin, so. And obviously you know about it, so. But we're planning on trying to get another one up around there, but, you know, we just have to wait and see, I guess.
Roger, yeah, I used to talk to Mark quite a bit. Isn't he in Leota?
Yeah, he's out in Leota, right in town, so. He's still on the air. He was working, he works in the spring, so in the wintertime he's up here.
Roger, yeah, I hear him. He's always running around. He's inside of solar power, doesn't he?
What was that, solar power? Yeah, I think he got some solar panels. He just hooked those up recently, I think. But he's not running anything on it right now. Yeah, but he's working on it.
Roger, roger. Okay, we're going to let you go. I've got to get you some coffee or something down here. I'm just kind of woozy yet to say. I don't really have my act together, so. 73, KAEHUG, we'll be clear.
Okie dokie. KAEYS Mobile will be standing by monitoring.
Hey, good afternoon, Ryan. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Hey, Jim, yeah. Good to hear you in there. You're coming in nice and crystal clear today.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about, I know over the holidays, I heard you talking that you were enjoying cheesecake as one of your desserts. Do you have any recollection? I used to live down in Mount Pleasant. Do they still have that Max and Emily's or Max and something or other cheesecake down there?
You know, I'm not for sure if that's still around. I know what you're talking about. My wife actually makes really good desserts and really good food, so she made it, but... Yeah, I'm not for sure if they're still around. I'll have to check into that. I don't get to Mount Pleasant much. It's blown right off. But it's like Gaylord. It used to be decently small, and now it's just chaotic.
Oh, okay. So it's been 25 years since I lived down there, but yeah, that probably is all those places. Well, that Max and Emily, whatever. You used to be able to, you could buy kind of a cheesecake pie or whatever. Each piece was a different variety, so to speak, or whatever you want to call it. So you had like 20 pieces. Cost you $30 or so, but hey, they were fun.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've had it several times around the holidays, and yeah, that brings back memories. My grandma used to get them, and my mom, so I'll have to check into that. I know there's a couple new places open down there, and they're people my age that I actually know, so I could just ask them. Although they probably have a website or something I can look up. But, well, now that we're down by Vanderbilt, the roads are really good. I'm cruising right along, so I should be home in no time.
All right, sir. Well, I hadn't touched base with you for a while. I heard you a couple mornings ago. You were, checking the weather up before you'd headed out. It was early in the morning. Anyhow, hey, we'll listen for you in the future. Drive safe. Hope you don't get diverted to Alpena. ACA2G, 73s.
Alrighty, Jim. Yeah, thanks for jumping in there. Right along. I'm going to crank up the tunes. And yeah, I'll holler out. You'll hear me driving around, bouncing all over. ACA2G, stand by.
Hello, Drake. ACABSU.
Hey, Toby. The roads are not much better down here.
Oh, I know. I know. Well, it's windy and, yeah. I don't know how many trucks they got. I haven't heard the truck come up my road yet, so who knows. It's Friday. Well, let's see. How's your trip otherwise progressing?
It's fine so far. Looks like we've got a car in the ditch, maybe. What's going on here? They got their high beams on, so I can't see squat. Nope, they're just... Oh! Dude, you can't park there. Okay. Just sitting there chilling in an intersection.
Oh, man. What intersection?
I wasn't paying attention to the road sign. It's just after the sign where you cross into Elk Rapids Township there.
Okay, yeah, you're right by the north end there. Okay, I know where you are, E.C. Loomis. Kind of up there in the industrial park area, probably.
Yeah, something like that. Wow, the roads are super icy here.
Okay, they can keep the ice self off there. I don't want it up here.
I wouldn't want it anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. Okay, Drake, well, you mobile safe. We won't catch you later. I'm going to get back to my game. And we'll talk to you later. Hey, DMHKCBSU.
That's a good Toby. NHDMH mobile. Oh, Ryan, are you still out here? KDYS, NHDMH mobile. Yikes, you're more noise than voice. I see you're on the 700, but you're not making it into that one.
I will go back to the 74.
Yeah, you're a little bit better on the 74. You're still pretty noisy, but I can make you out now.
I just went by the water. We're just across the offer county line, so it's pretty bad down here.
Oh, wow, you're pretty far south for the 74.
I'm going to redo the antenna on this truck. I'm going to make it a lot better. I'm going to put that antenna up on top of the cab in the center. It'll make a big difference.
There you go. Good stuff. There's a whole lot of smoke here, south end of Elk Rapids. Let me see what's going on. Probably somebody doing a burn pile. Oh, yeah. It looks like that. Well, I don't know. That almost looks like a building. It's kind of hard to tell. It's like in the trees.
Is it a whiteout over there?
It was from Atwood south until about Eastport.
Yeah, as soon as I hit Gaylord and south, I'm probably 5 miles into Crawford County. It is a complete whiteout. So. Yippee. And Holmes said that it was snowing like crazy there, too.
Gotta love that.
It's early though, so I think once I crest this other hill here, I'm gonna lose the repeater totally.
Okay. Well, I figured I'd see if you were out there and whatnot. You're sounding pretty okay right now.
Okay, last night talking about a repeater in Humphrey County somewhere.
From talking to him last night, it's still in the works. So it sounds like it's a for sure thing. We just gotta, it's just gotta be put together. You're getting real heavy. Just crossing the Grand Traverse County line here in the Acme Township. You're, this is in the 7-4. All right, we'll see 7-3 to you. And, catch you later on.
Tunes and kick her back and make her home. go get some supper, so. NADMHKBYS, mobile.
Sounds good, we'll catch you later. KEYS, NADMH, mobile, sounds good. Mobile South Portman.
Any names?
KFADNF Mobile Harbor Springs.
Could you copy my lap?
Hey, Drake, I think I hear you out there, but you're really coming through, and you're quite a bit garbled.
That's interesting. Oh, I'm here.
It's almost like you're coming through on a Link computer system or something, and... like internet noise in the background that's breaking up your transmission.
No, it's the stupid Pi-Star hotspot. Doesn't want to be normal.
Ah, there you go. Now I can hear you well.
It's amazing when you reboot things. They just kind of work for no reason.
Yeah, my wife is, like, completely IT illiterate, but in her office, when somebody has a problem, she always says, could you try turning it off and turning it back on? And, like, 50% of the time, it works all the time, and she's like the IT genius in her office because of it.
I will never understand why unplugging and plugging or powering something we'll just magically fix it, but I don't know. Oh, hey, look at that. My DMR hotspot came back. Oh, boy, things are real fun.
Hey, did you make any headway, or have you even had time to sort out the whole Brandmeister and TGIF? Talk groups on the system here?
Negative. Unfortunately, they won't let you do both. It's one or the other, because Brandmeister refuses to let you bridge to other networks, which I think is stupid, because, I don't know, it doesn't really make any sense to me. I might just try to do it anyway and see if they get mad about it. If they do, then whoop-de-doo. I guess we can't do Brandmeister because they don't like bridging to other networks. So I haven't gotten the bridge going yet. That, I ran into issues making that work. But it's still on my list of things.
Yeah, copy that. No pressure. I was just curious. I've kind of put the DMR radio up on the shelf because I can't find a good use case for it, and because I, you know, can't use it to get into the local repeater using this talk group that's assigned to this network or this linked repeater system, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't have any other friends that have DMR radios that actually want to exploit some of the capabilities of DMR. And I'm not out there looking to make contact with anonymous strange men. So just curious if it's something that might get, enhanced at some point. So.
Wait, so you're saying you weren't able to get into the network even through the 375 repeater?
Yeah, I can hit it that way. That's not been a problem. I just can't get into it, you know, through my PiStar and using a talk group that's assigned to it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, you know what? It's the weekend. I may dive into that again and see if I can make that work.
Do it on my behalf, but if it's, you know, something that you've got on your list and you got time, let me know, and I'd be happy to do some testing on it to see if it's working and all that jazz.
Yeah, sounds good. We gotta mess with MOVVM bridge again or something like that. So, it's a whole thing. But, I need, that's something I need to make happen anyway, so. And then, I don't know, I'm thinking about bridging our, oh, I think I already have it enabled. I'm just not able to link to it. I just never got it working, I think. That's another thing. Although I don't know if it's going to require a hardware vocoder or if the software one will do the D-Star transcode. That's another thing I got to figure out.
All right. Well, like I said, happy to be your huckleberry on doing some testing locally here in this area, so just let me know. At some point, we should probably trade some contact information so that we can get in touch with one another outside of being over the air, if that's something that you would like me to help work on with you. So just keep me informed, let me know, and be happy to chip in a little bit of time.
Sounds good. I'll let you know. I'll probably be out here in a little bit messing with it. So. All right, Bentley, I'll let you go. And probably hear you. I'll hear you later. At 8 DMH.
Yeah, perfect. I'm at my destination. So have a great great day. Happy Friday to you, my friend. 73 KF8 DNF.
Well, we made it back home safe. There was a lot of wrecks on 127 here, just by Claire. So it sounds like you made it back too.
Yeah, the roads were pretty rough. The north and south rapids and throughout rapids was like an ice rink. And then towards Kalkaska, it was just a whole bunch of stuff.
Roger, we're going to be back up there Monday. You're going digital. You must be on a digital mode. I'm working my repeater here. I got it linked to All-Star. How's the audio? Is the audio level pretty good? I thought I said it pretty good.
Yeah, sounds good. Honestly, I'm on DMR, and it sounds like you're on DMR. So you got the audio pretty good.
I got a whistle, and with my audio, I got the transmitter cable going by something up there in the shop, so I'm going to have to move that, I guess. But, all right, we're going to watch some TV here. I just wanted to check it out. I might be deploying this repeater up somewhere, hopefully, but for right now, it's going to be here. So, all right, well, we'll catch you later. Have a good night. Thanks for the show. and I can hear the mile repeater. It comes in about half scale on my bass, but I'm pretty staticky getting into it. So, just so you know. All right, we'll catch you later. KDYS.
You're right. Yes, sir. You're right.
KDYS-KW8RRM.
Hey, Roger.
You home from work?
I'm on my way home from work. Yep.
What are you going through, Gaylord?
I'm already past Gaylord. I got a couple irons I got to run up to Boynton City and that, so we're going to have a couple minutes to talk.
Do you got any irons sagging off?
What's that?
Is there any snow on the ground down there where you're working at?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's snow down there. Yep.
I'm wondering how we're going to your prediction that it'll start snowing again pretty quick. We're lower now than last year.
Yeah, there's not a lot of snow down there, but they sent everybody, well, sent the people in our flood office all home, said they could leave because of the weather. Well, I didn't leave early. I stayed right till normal time because, I don't know, I think it was storming that bad. I drove through worse. What they consider bad roads, I consider good roads.
Well, I like the way it's been for the last 2 days. It reminds me when I lived in Maine. It would snow the whole month of January and February, just like it has been. And to a day, it adds up.
Yeah. I can go either way. Myself, I'd rather have not no snow so I can get outside and do more things. But we don't have that option, so we get it, so I deal with it. But if I had it, if I had my ways, we wouldn't have any snow.
Well, I'd be happy if we had at least 10 foot a year.
How much?
10 foot. That's less than we had last year. That's only 120 inches.
Yeah. Nah. I'd rather sit down ground.
Always love the snow. Oh, well.
Yeah, I like to do a bunch of stuff outside. You get that kind of snow. I like to grab a hunt and small game hunt, and you get that deep of snow. You can't walk through the woods and do all that. You just can't do nothing outside, really, to speak of.
Yeah, you get that much for a couple foot in the all winter. It makes it kind of...
So are you feeling better?
But I'm still coughing up a lot of crap my days. Some good, some...
Right. Yeah, I had no idea you went to the hospital. It must have been shortly after the last time we talked.
I could cough and my chest, my belly, my back is hurting bad.
Right. Yeah, that ain't good. Yeah, tomorrow we got
the Boeing fortune.
Sleep in. Going to go to Traverse City and see my daughter and my grandson and my son-in-law for a little bit and come home and probably just swap and relax. That drive is starting to get me. And, and then Sunday, going to see my son in Mansalona, and my daughter-in-law and why I'm there. He's got a, I got a wheel bearing that's starting to go on the front of the truck, so my son's going to change it out for me while we're there. So he's got a nice 2.5, almost 3-car garage, and pull it in there and turn the heat on and work on it. That way I can spend some quality time with them and get to see my granddaughter at the same time.
Well, that makes it pretty.
Yep. I was talking, I talked to my brother on the way home last night from work. And that worked out pretty good. We talked all the way till, oh shoot. Well, I got about Waters, and then we talked all the way till I got home. We talked on the West Branch repeater until I got north to Gaylord. Then I went to the 700 repeater, 70 repeater, which is a mile. Talked pretty much to Gaylord. And then I went to the 740 repeater and talked, and then I hit the Petoskey. And the 940 repeater isn't linked, but the 700 is linked all the way up to Sepulchin, the 740 all the way around to Petoskey. And the guy that does all that, he was on there visiting with us. I've known him for quite a while, ever since he was a kid and got his license. And they are putting wherever the sheriff's, the old sheriff's department is in Grayling or Waters area, Waters, I think he said. Can't remember if he said Great. Might have been Great. Actually, it was Grayling. And they're putting another repeater there up on the sheriff's department antenna, and that'll all be linked, so I'll be able to talk to all my brother and that all the way home. But no, he can stay on one repeater, and then I just repeater hop as I start to lose them.
Well, that sounds pretty.
Yeah, and they were telling me that the guy, there was, he was in there and, I can't think of his name, but anyways, they said that the repeater you're on, the 740, that still needs work. The top half of the antennas broke off, and, they're in the midst of trying to fix it. Just things haven't been cooperating so they can get it done, but I gotta say, the thing works pretty good, even though part of it's missing.
Yeah, I'm good on it right now.
Yeah, so that explains why you have a hard time sometimes getting into it and chop it and that, because that repeater still is kind of screwed up, and only the top half is missing, so that explains why you break up sometimes in that repeater. But they're in the midst of working on it, getting it done, and they'll all be linked together.
I don't reckon get these repeaters up repaired properly sometime in the spring.
Yeah, well, the one you're talking about, the Sheboygan, and then the 700, and the 190, they're all privately owned by only a couple people that have put them up. So it's not like a club or nothing. They privately own these.
No, some clubs don't even take care of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They're kind of cutting in and out a little bit. And the guy that does all that, he owns his own business, and doing that and trying to raise a baby, a couple babies, and wife and all that. So it's kind of, it'll take time, but I know he'll get it done because he's a go-getter.
Well, I guess, like they say, take time to get things done. But I wouldn't procrastinate, it'd get quicker in a more timely manner, too.
Yeah, but when you work a full-time job working 80 hours a week, you know, it takes time for them to make time to get it done. That's not their first priority.
Well, buddy, I'll catch you later, okay? People running around. Our house to...
Hi, Roger. You have a good night. And I'm almost ready to pull in the driveway, so... You have a good night, and we will catch you another night. I'll probably be up kind of late tonight, because I don't work tomorrow, so... I'm usually up pretty late on Friday night, so... We will catch you a little later tonight. 88HNT. And I'll be on Gaylord repeater probably then. So, 73, KDHNT.
W8RRM.
NADMH.
I don't know who that is, but you're not getting into the repeaters. And I'm pulling in my driveway, KDHNT.
Yeah, Tom, it was me straight, NADMH.
Oh, yeah, I hear you now, good.
Yeah, this darn portable likes to make my life difficult. I gotta stand in the stupid position and then it works.
I know how that is. I have radios like that and my cell phone sometimes. I'm whipping in the driveway. I gotta get some food. It's been a long day and the roads have been terrible. But once I get all settled in the house, I'll be back out by the... in an hour or so, half hour. So if he's out here, we will help give us help. KDHNT 73.
Yeah, good deal. I know all about those rough roads, those Petoskey and then Kalkaska today, so it was not fun. All right. NADMH. Get to it.